This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, our hearts are continuously being distracted and they are falling into a state of heedlessness. And that is because of the continuous worldly distractions and what we see of evil and filth and corruption around us. Our eyes have become dry. What has happened to us since Ramadan until today? How many of us have continued to pray the night prayers? How many times have you recited the Quran and completed its recitation? Have you even read half of the Quran since the passing of Ramadan until now? Indeed, it is only a few of us that are crying from the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is a few of us that continue to pray the nights and fast the days and complete the recitation of the Quran. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as tough as the heart has become, and as rigid and distracted and as dirty as the soul has become, except that for the believer, at the very same time, his heart is longing to draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is longing to become purified and cleansed once again. Each and every single one of us, every believer, no matter how far he has gone away from Allah Azza wa Jal since Ramadan until now, every true and sincere and honest believer wants a road back, wants to come back to Allah Azza wa Jal, and wants to rectify that relationship between him and Allah Azza wa Jal. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And you're only going to find this path back to Allah Azza wa Jal through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, through the worship and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why am I saying all this? Because there is a huge opportunity coming ahead of us, and that is the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. These are blessed days. These are loved days by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفْضَلُ أَيَّامِ الدُّنْيَا أَيَّامُ الْعَشْرِ. The greatest and the best days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allahu Akbar. Better than the days of Ramadan. Better than any other day during this year. Better than your best day in your life. You know, some people, when I say what was the best day in your life, you might answer and say it was the day I graduated. It was the day I got married. It was the day I became a mother or I became a father. And many of us have memories and have beautiful and best days in their life. But all this put on the side, when the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you the best days and the greatest days to Allah Azza wa Jal are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So the one who loves Allah Azza wa Jal is going to love that which Allah Azza wa Jal loves. And so the best days in our life are supposed to be these 10 days. When you speak to your children as they grow and your grandchildren, and you want to explain to them the best days that you ever lived, you're supposed to make great memories during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, to say to your children and to your grandchildren that the best days I've ever experienced on earth are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And the closeness that you are granted and given with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days. My brothers and sisters in Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are no days in which the righteous deeds are more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than the righteous deeds that are performed in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. There are no days. This is how the hadith started. مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ. There's no days. Don't look for any day. These 10 days are better than the days of Ramadan. And the days of Ramadan were the days in which the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever fasts Ramadan out of faith and seeking the reward from Allah, Allah would forgive him from his sins. And these 10 days are better than those days in which Allah promised a forgiveness of sins. So you can only understand how much reward and how much pleasure a believer receives from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Then the companions were so shocked and amazed to hear this from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they said to him, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Not even the action of al-jihad, if a person performed al-jihad fi sabilillah and fought the enemy of Allah, where does this stand? This righteous deed of al-jihad, how does it compare to all the other deeds done during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَأَهْلِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع بذلك من شيء. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم he said not even al-jihad في سبيل الله, except for a person who left with his soul and his body and his wealth and never came back. In other words, he was martyred في سبيل الله. That's the only person and that's the only deed that is better than the deeds that are done in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Indeed, the successful one is the one who honors what Allah Azza wa Jal honored. And Allah Azza wa Jal honored these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And a believer, the successful believer, is the one who loves what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And Allah Azza wa Jal loves from all of us that we worship Him and we come close to Him. And at the same time, he's not in need of our worship. And our worship doesn't increase in his honor anything. Allahu Akbar. We're the ones that are going to benefit from the righteous deeds. And we're the ones that are going to benefit from our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves the deeds that are done during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because all the pillars of Islam are combined in these 10 days. Ash-shahadatayn, the prayer, fasting, giving charity, and then Al-Hajj. All of the pillars of Islam are combined in these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Subhanallah. Well, Hajj is the greatest thing a person could be doing during these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Al-Hajj, this is a meeting with Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Hajj reminds us of the meeting we're going to have with Allah Azza wa Jal and the seeing of Allah Azza wa Jal in the paradise. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are days of dhikr. They are days of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what they're known for. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Make remembrance and dhikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these known days. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, they are the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, when the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah begin and they commence, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. When the 10 days begin, he said, recite in abundance at-takbir, Allahu Akbar, and at-tahleel, la ilaha illallah, and alhamdulillah, and al-dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be the greatest thing that you are reciting and saying during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Even to the point where Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhum wa anhuma jami'a, both of them, they would walk the marketplaces and they would recite aloud at takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And the people would recite aloud with them as well. And the entire roads of Al-Madinah and the marketplaces would be filled with the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are known for. So do not deprive yourself of this grand reward and this grand worship, and that is at-takbir. My brothers and sisters in Islam, these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the days in which Allah Azza wa Jal appointed for Musa alayhi salam. You know, there is a story in Surah Al-A'raf in where Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً. Allah Azza wa Jal appointed for Musa alayhi salam that he meet at the mountain, and 30 days were given for him as an appointment. In the 30 days, he was supposed to fast them and engage in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. 30 days awaiting the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal, so Allah Azza wa Jal could speak to him and reveal to him at Tawrah. So Musa alayhi salam engaged in the worship of Allah and fasting for 30 days. And this, al-ulama rahimahumullah, they say, was the month of Dhul-Qa'dah, which is the month that we are in now, but we're towards the very end of it. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. And then we gave him, in addition to these 30 days, another 10 days. We completed 40 days for him. فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. 40 days, 40 nights, he engaged in the worship of Allah and fasting. And then afterwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him and revealed to him At-Tawrah. And those additional 10 days were the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah that are coming up. And so these 10 days prepared Musa alayhi salam to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They prepared Musa alayhi salam to meet Allah azza wa jal. So these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are going to prepare our hearts. They are going to prepare us spiritually so that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. Because if you take advantage of these 10 days, they purify the heart, they cleanse the heart. There is an opportunity to be freed from the fire, because there is the Day of Arafah in these 10 days. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he highlights in this hadith that there is no day in the year in which Allah azza wa jal frees the most people from the hellfire than the day of Arafah. More than the days of Ramadan, more than the nights of Ramadan. This is why I'm telling you these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are going to prepare us to stand before Allah azza wa jal and to look forward to meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to see Allah azza wa jal in the paradise. These are days and opportunities in which Allah azza wa jal is offering that he will cleanse our heart and he will purify our soul. And fasting the day of Arafah, for the one who is not performing Hajj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that it forgives 1 year of sins, a previous year of sins, and a future year of sins. And as we said, the huge opportunity of being freed from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, finally, I share with you a plan. And I encourage you and advise you to plan these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Plan these 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The first and foremost thing that should be on your list is the commitment upon the obligatory prayers. There is nothing more important than what Allah Azza wa Jal obligated upon us. So look after your 5 daily prayers. Pray them with khushu'ah. Pray them with sincerity and honesty. Pray them seeking the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beautify your salat to Allah Azza wa Jal. Perfect your salat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Implement the sunnah. The sunnah, the recommended deeds and actions and sayings in the salat. Do all that. Spend a lot of time in your salat. And spend a lot of effort learning how to perfect a salat. Wallahi, by far, this is the greatest thing that you could be doing during the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and throughout your life. Because this is an obligation that Allah Azza wa Jal obligated upon us. The second thing, pray the nights. Pray the nights. These 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah, because Allah Azza wa Jal took an oath by the nights in Surah Al-Fajr. He said, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. I swear by the 10 nights والسلف رحمهم الله, they said the 10 nights are the 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. وسعيد بن جبير رحمه الله from التابعين, he would exert maximum effort to pray the nights of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. And he would say, لا تطفئوا سروجكم, do not turn off your candles, meaning bring the night to life, revive the night in salat and dhikr and recitation of the Quran. Even the woman that is upon her periods, she can engage in these nights with the Quran, with al-dhikr, with al-du'a, was-sadaqah, and all the many forms of good deeds that we know. Have a worship during the night. Plan for yourself that you get up and spend some of the night in worship, because Allah took an oath by the nights of the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah. And also fasting the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Obviously you're going to fast 9 days, the ninth being the day of Arafah, especially this day. And then the 10th day is the day of Eid, and that is haram to fast. And at dhikr, as we said, plan for yourself. How much dhikr are you going to make? Especially at takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Yes, this is the dhikr that is recited at the time of Eid, but it is also a sunnah to recite it throughout the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Anytime before the prayers, after the prayers, at night, at 9 o'clock in the morning, after Fajr, whenever you want. This is known as the unrestricted takbir. You say it any time and you increase in saying it. Allahu Akbar. Read the Quran as well. Read the Quran. Try to finish the Quran. If you read 3 ajza a day, in 10 days you'll be able to finish the Quran. If you cannot read, then at least listen to the Quran. Wallahi, we are in need of reading and listening to the Quran. Because when we read and when we listen, we are reminding ourselves of what Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to know about Him and about His commands and about His laws. That's why we are in need of reciting the Quran. And what better than reciting the Quran during the best and most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Huge and immense reward. Reading the Quran in these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is not like reading after the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. It is more rewarding in these days, and it is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal to read the Quran during these 10 days. So don't deprive your nafs and deprive yourself of this reward and of this worship. Finally, my brothers and sisters in Islam, I say to you, you might have a lot of problems in your life. You might have huge matters in your life. You might have a great sickness and you've been distracted from worship because of a sickness you have. And you might have a business that you're distracted by. And you're probably distracted by the idea of marriage, and you're out there looking to get married, and this has been something huge in your life currently, and you haven't overcome this matter yet, and you haven't found someone suitable. You could have anything, You could, probably it's your sins that are huge now in your life, and they stand as a barrier and an obstacle between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. No, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that as you say Allahu Akbar, that means that Allah is greater than every distraction that is standing between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, the more you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, the smaller and smaller and smaller your problems and your distractions become. Because you're consistently reminding yourself that Allah is the greatest. Allah is greater than everything. This is why Umar radiallahu anhu, and this is from the deep understanding of a Sahaba, he would say, one Allahu Akbar is better than this worldly life and what's in it. Indeed it is. Because there's nothing greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah azza wa jal to grant us reward We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability that we remain steadfast and firm upon his worship. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and our shortcomings. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.